Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. In the wake of the horrific events in Colorado, there's been a lot of conversation around gun control laws. But noticeably, there's been very little from the two men running for president. Today, I'm joined by Joe Froelich with the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Emily. Thank you.
So you wrote on this matter earlier this week. Both President Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney used to support some aspects of gun control. Have they changed their views?
Well, they certainly, at the very least, they've changed their emphasis and maybe their priorities. When President Obama was in the Illinois legislature, he supported a ban on semi-automatic weapons and much tighter state restrictions on firearms, including an effort to limit handgun purchases to one a month. But, you know, we really haven't heard much from him since he became president. And in the aftermath of the shootings in Aurora last week, Aurora, Colorado, nothing very specific. There was a little bit of a talk on Wednesday of this week where he went to the National Urban League and he talked about a conversation about violence that might include guns, but then the very next day his spokesman was again saying, oh no, they have nothing new they want to propose. As for Mitt Romney, when he was running for governor of Massachusetts, and before that even when he was running for the Senate in 1994, both times he talked about that he supported an assault, the assault weapons ban that the state, I think, had its own one. The state had tough laws, which he said he was very much supportive of. And then as he turned his sights more to the White House for the latter part of his term, you know, he announced that he'd become a lifetime member of the NRA, which basically means you just pay it at a higher dues level, essentially. And in the aftermath, again, of the Colorado shootings, he sounded a lot like the president. I think both of them had to strike initially a tone of, you know, of sorrow and is only right. I mean, I don't think if he'd come out and been hugely political right away, I don't think people would have responded well to that either way. But we're getting farther away from it. And again, it's more like, well, this was an individual action, which it obviously was, but not a desire to see, are there policy issues we should also be talking about?
I'm just, you know, why is this issue in particular so off limits?
Well, a couple of things are going on. I think people who would consider themselves sort of gun rights believers, like many single issue voters, they tend to be very, very focused on that, and that sort of magnifies their power. And then the NRA in particular has been a very effective lobby in terms of both pushing its agenda on Capitol Hill and mobilizing voters at the grassroots level. In 1994, after the Brady Law was passed, the Democrats lost control of Congress, and I remember Bill Clinton came to Cleveland, met with the editorial board. One of the things he said to them was that he thought that the gun issue had cost the Democrats control of Congress, and he subsequently said that he felt that the gun issue had again may have cost Gore the presidency. And I think as a result of that, there's on the Democratic side, or I shouldn't say Democrat, because this issue has traditionally cut both ways across party lines. But among those who maybe want to see restrictions, I think it's really kind of, it's like, is there any real upside to this? And for those who, and I think it sort of then also emboldens the opponents to say they see that there is a political upside perhaps to, to the positions they push.
So certainly Ohio's a swing state this election. I'm wondering, can you paint a picture for me about the political landscape on gun control here in the state?
You know, again, I think a lot of the momentum is on the side of people who would be gun rights folks. The last Democratic governor, Ted Strickland, had very high ratings from the NRA. He supported a number of restrictions on or a removal of restrictions when he was the governor. And John Kasich, who previously had not been a favorite of the NRA, in fact, they did not like him at all when he was in the House because he did support some of these restrictions, I think has sort of perhaps muted somewhat some of his opposition. And, you know, he did sign a law last year about allowing people to take concealed weapons into bars and sports arenas and places like that.
You know, it kind of begs the question, is there ever a good time politically to talk about gun control?
Well, it's certainly there are a few people who would like to talk about it. In my column, I mentioned New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. I think people who are big city mayors are always willing to talk about it, and it's one of their great frustrations that they can't really get much traction on a conversation. I think, like a lot of issues, unfortunately, in this country that have become very polarized, I think there's a lot of people in the middle who feel like it's very hard to have the conversation because you have sort of absolutists on both sides. you know, I think there's people who would recognize that or would agree with the Supreme Court ruling in 2008 that said that the Second Amendment does indeed bestow an individual right. But the court also said that that there could be reasonable restrictions in terms of who can own guns and the types of guns. And so, I mean, they sort of opened the door to that conversation, and we've not walked through and had it.
I've been speaking with Joe Froelich. He writes for the editorial page for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Emily. Thanks a lot.